Thank God for this day the Lord have given us. As I give your word on the vessels and to honor God, I pray the Lord you may give me your mysteries and help me, Lord, to interpret your word, God, as you lead me. I pray the Father, your people, God, are going to understand this word. And this word, God, is going to go as a sweet aroma and help them in their daily living. I pray the God, you may use me as a vessel of honor the Lord will be speaking about today, as you used Paul and David. Jesus Christ, I believe and trust in your name. Amen. The theme of today, the topic that I've come up with, is vessels unto honor. And I'm going to start with our second leading that came from the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 to 26. That was the book, as I read that book, it was Paul who was addressing Timothy. And he was telling Timothy how he ought to stay so that God can use him as a vessel of honor. Paul was a servant of God, a preacher, an apostle. Paul was once called Saul before he was used by God as a vessel of honor. And we all know how Paul was transformed by God because he used to persecute Christians. So my topic of today is vessels unto honor. You know, you may know someone by name, but fail to know what that person carries. The Lord knows us by our name, and he even knows what we carry. From that book of Timothy, from chapter 2, verse 19, I'll be going from one verse to another. Verse 19. It says that the Lord knows those who are his as far as they depart from iniquity. What does that mean? That as far as you depart from iniquity, you are God's. But if you are living in iniquity, those are sins, you are not God. You know, the word of God says that many calls upon him, but not all are going to enter into his kingdom. We all buy property, or some of us have bought property, land, building, or cars. And before you buy a property, you foresee what is the gain of that property. How well will that property serve you? You cannot have a property if you don't know its purpose, or if you don't know how that property is going to serve you. If you own a land, for example, you'd want to bring value to that land by maybe cultivating it, or fencing it, or planting trees before you can sell the property or that land. That's what happens with God. Before he can call us his, he'll have to train us. We'll have to appear trainable. He'll want to see whether you're the kind of a person that he can guide, that can hear instructions. And that verse 19 tells us that the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Today being a Sunday, we came to call upon the name of the Lord. My call is, let every one of us who call upon this name depart from iniquity, including myself. Because if we really want to be vessels of honor, the vessels that can be used to bring glory to God, we have to depart from iniquity. Verse 20, we are told that in a house, the different kind of vessels, the vessels of gold and silver, the vessels of the earthen vessels, and the vessels of wood. I want you to think about the house that you have. There are those items that you love so much, and there are those items you can easily dispose. Because maybe when visitors come, it does not appeal to them so much. In this vessel, the vessels of honor and the vessels of dishonor. Why am I saying so? There are people who live a double standard life. Those are vessels of dishonor. The vessels of honor are those vessels that are willing to serve God with one purpose. That are willing to serve God in one way. That are not willing to compromise. And even as we go along the way, we see Paul telling Timothy to cease from youthful lusts. And this being a youth Sunday, us as youth, we're really tempted because of the environment that we live in. We are tempted because of what we hear and what we see. We are also tempted because we are flesh and blood. But because the power of God resides in us, he says that when Jesus Christ ascended in heaven, he sent a helper, by the Holy Spirit, who is a guide, who is a counselor, who will tell you, don't do that, don't do this. And so, with the power of the Spirit of God, you are able to overcome the lust of the youth. That is in verse 22. It says, shun from youthful passions and aim at righteousness. And what does this righteousness mean? Righteousness means to believe in something. Know what you have believed in. There's that song that goes that, I hear the youth choir, see, I know what I have believed in, and I'm persuaded that he is able. What have you believed in today? What have you believed in and persuaded that God is able to do? And believing is not just believing. It's also believing and doing. But what we call faith. The substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Do you know what you believe in? Are you persuaded that what you believe in, that God is able to do? And if so, we say that really you are a Christian. Because a Christian is someone who is a believer. And a believer is someone who exercises faith. And you cannot exercise faith without action. We all know that faith without action is dead. I was saying that in a great house, we have vessels. Vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. Vessels of honor bear good fruits. Which are these fruits? Joy, peace, love, kindness, self-control. If you are a vessel of honor, you will not be a quarrelsome person. Even though you are in a disagreement with someone, because you have love in you, you're going to settle that matter in love. If you are a vessel of honor, you live a life of forgiving. You live a life of speaking good, exercising kindness. If you be a vessel of honor that came to see God this morning, you train yourself to bear fruits. And we know them. They say, we know them by the kind of fruits they bear. It's not enough to say you are a Christian. It's not enough to come and serve God. It's not enough to come and appear before God every Sunday. But ask yourself this morning, with this life that God granted me, am I living as a vessel of honor? Or am I living as a vessel of dishonor? Will the time come and he judges my motive and establishes that I had a right mindset in serving him? Every human being must desire to be a vessel of honor. And it is in this way that we are going to bear fruits that are going to last. What kind of words come out of your mouth? Are you a transformer by the way you speak? Can someone else look unto you? Can someone else change because of you? I want you to ask yourself, since you were born, you're in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s or 50s, how many people have you transformed by the way you do your things, by the way you speak? How many people's lives have you touched or changed by the way you act? It's not a must for you to be a preacher or a singer. But even in your small sphere of life, in your working environment, even in your family, can your children look unto you when you're in your 80s and say, were it not for my dad who brought me to church, who used to do this, I'll not be the way I am. With this, some of you, will your children look unto you and say, I cannot become a drunkard because I saw my father beat my mom up when he could drink himself out. You know, I came with this message, and I don't want to make anyone happy, but I want to tell the truth that we live in a society that want to please everybody, but you don't mind about your internal glory. The Bible says that the number that God has given us ears, that our eyes, the numbers of our ears are counted. 70, 80, if you are strong enough. What will your legacy be? Would you desire to leave a good legacy to your children, to your observers, by being a vessel of honor? And what is required of vessels of honor? Vessels of honor are supposed to be trustworthy, to have a lightful heart purpose. If you're trustworthy in what you do, God will come and increase your capability and ability to perform that what you have entrusted him to do. And trust God in what you desire to see in this nation. And trust God in what you desire to see in your church, in your family, in your environment, all in your workplace. You can become a transformer in this nation, despite where you come from. But you have to start from having a good mindset of that change that you want to see. You know, people really love seeing change, but they don't become change themselves. And I admire David, because David did not only want to see change in the lives of the people of Israelites, but David became the change that he wanted to see. And we all know the life of David, how he was a shepherd boy. And I tend to think that David wrote the book of Psalms and he wrote the hymns that he wrote when he was a nobody, when no one really recognized David. But there was one person who knew that David existed. That's why I'm saying that you can see someone just by knowing them, but never know what they carry. But if you entrust God with what you carry, he can grow it to his glory. And so, was David a vessel of honor? David was a vessel of honor because, were it not for David, some of the singers and great singers we know, they'll not be composing songs today. Because the book of Psalms is one book that have different hymns. Some of the great intercessors, you and me included, would not be knowing how to pray according to the will of God, were it not for the book of Psalms. That is prayer-like written. Today, we remember David and associate him as a man who was taken from nowhere and used to rescue the nation of Israel from the attack of Goliath. Why? Because David had purposed in his heart that I become a savior one day. And God took him through the training. Which training did God take David through? When he was rearing the sheeps of his father, I tried to think David could fight lions. And that's why Goliath was nothing to him. Before God can use you for his glory, you have to allow yourself to be trainable. We say destiny is not a walk on the path, on the park. That you have to pass through a process. That you have to allow yourself to be refined. In the process, you have to allow yourself to bear some pain. In the process, you have to allow yourself to be patient in life. But God will not work with a vessel that is not willing to be used. God works with vessels that are available for his purpose. And as I look in the society, the purpose of God is beyond church-based. The purpose of God is out there in the society. To them that are suffering, to them that need justice, to them that need transformation, God can use you in those areas. Don't limit God. But then, are you willing? I want to encourage you today that nobody cannot be used of God. But then, the conditions that we are going to teach ourselves from the book of Psalms, our first reading. The book of Psalms was written by David, and he tells God that create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me so I may worship you. So David understood that for God to use him, he needed a clean heart. David understood that for God to use him, he needed the right spirit. And David understood that for God to use him, he needed to be willing to be used. He says that very well in verse 12 that, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. That's what I'm telling you today. We are not David as a king. If you are not willing to be used of God, God will not force himself into you. If you're not willing to change your lives and live for him, he'll not force himself to you. Yes, he'll show you the way. When you sin and cry to him and repent of sin, because he's full of mercy, yes, he's going to forgive you. But then if you go back to the same, he'll not force himself to you. There's no way he'll ever come and drag you. You have to take yourself there so he can follow you. So what you need to pray this morning is a willing spirit. What you need to pray for this morning is a clean and a rightful heart. A singer once sang that, create in me a clean heart so I may worship you. Create in me a clean heart and purify me, purify me. Yet in me a clean heart so that I may worship you. Cast me not away from your presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. We need his presence in our lives. David understood that very well, that he needed his presence. And he says in verse 11, that is chapter 50, verse 11 of the book of Psalms, that cast me not away from your presence and take your Holy Spirit, and don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. The presence of God, my fellow brethren, is not only found in a church environment. The presence of God is found everywhere. The presence of God can walk with you anywhere. So you need that presence of God in order to accomplish the purpose that He has for you. The purpose of God in your life is not that you get a lot of money and everybody in the village know that you're the richest man. That is not per se the purpose of God. But the purpose of God in your life can be that you become rich so that you can be a transformer of lives in your sphere of influence. The purpose of God is not that you're gifted so much with every kind of gifting that everyone can know you. You can become famous. The purpose of God is that you may use that gifting so that many can know Him. You may use that gifting so that many people's lives can be transformed. And we were born, all of us, each and every one of us was born with a reason. We are all vessels. And as we know, a vessel is a substance that contains something. So you as a vessel, you contain something. It's up to you to determine and decide whether what you contain will be used for honor or dishonor. We all contain something. If you speak to somebody, you put something that person has. It's up to you to determine whether that what troubles you, whether the direction you want to head is going to be used of honor or dishonor. And if it will be used of honor, then God will give you wisdom like He gave Solomon. Wisdom that are going to attract men into your lives. And wisdom that is going to leave a legacy in your sphere of influence. So my urge this morning is that for us to be used as vessels of honor, we have to depart from those things that make God ugly. We have to depart from those things that God says, if you want to be mine, you have to depart from iniquity. For us to be vessels of honor, we have to stop the youthful lust. And I want to change it from youthful lust to lust, because it is lust that affects everyone, whether you're a youth or not a youth. So we have to depart from lust. We have to depart from complaining and murmuring and speaking ill about others. We have to depart from having a bad motive, even in serving. We are here all with one goal, with one aim, to make God happy. So let's all have rightful motive. Let's all have a right purpose and to why we even live. For God to use you as a vessel of honor, you have to be willing. And I was thinking, if you're in a house and you have a cup, and that cup is empty, you can store that cup in any way you want, either upside down or in whichever direction, because that cup contains nothing in it for you to lose. That's the same way with gold. You are a vessel, and you as a vessel have said you have something. But if you're not willing to be used, or you're not willing that what you have to be used, then life can toss you in any direction. But to them that are vessels of honor, them that have something and they're willing that what they have to accomplish the purpose unto which God set them to accomplish, then God gives them a standard of life. God protects them. God directs them. He knows these are mine. with the introduction of the book of Timothy, verse 19, we are seeing, I know who are mine. And I thought about that word. That word is deep, by the way. That it is not everyone who is God's. Why then should I waste my time if I know that I'm not God's? What should I do to become his? Because there are advantages of becoming a God property. You know? The way you own a property, you make it yours. You even look for all the documents that nobody else will take that property away from you. You make sure that property is not intruded by anybody. And if somebody intrudes into your property, there's a case. That's the same thing that happens with God. If you become his property, if somebody intrudes into you, he makes it his effort to fight for you. But if you're not his property, you're going to fight with the world, and you know the way the world is. And at the end of it, you might lose. But today, desire to be God's property. Desire to be his vessel. And them that are his vessels are vessels of honor. And a good example as I've given about David. Another example is Paul. From a persecutor of Christian to a vessel of honor. That tells us that God can use everyone. Paul had something in him, and I tend to think it was his aggressiveness of even persecuting Christians that God saw, if I can transform this person, he can use that aggressiveness for my glory. So what is it that you carry? What is your ability? What is your potential? Go to God and meditate on that and tell him, this is what I'm good at. I want to use the what I'm good at and let it down and help me become a transformer. Be it in your workplace, all in church, all in your business. Let's pray. Father Lord, I thank you this day, God, because you used me to deliver your message. And I really thank you.